What are your approaches for this coming budget year? Is Lee County facing the financial struggles that other counties may?
There will be struggles to some degree. Thankfully, lesser than some other counties are currently experiencing. Our trajectory is to move people into the Medicaid-funded services as per the direction of the Department of Human Services. We will find cost savings there, and through that cost savings, we're hopeful to be able to provide equivalent services throughout the rest of this fiscal year to maintain the current service level.
And then it also sounds like maybe tweaking the system to are you guys at 200% now of poverty, or are you at 150?
We are at 150% of poverty level. However, we did utilize a sliding scale fee for outpatient counseling, therapy, psychiatric services. That just today I received direction from the Board of Supervisors. We will probably eliminate our sliding scale fee and we'll just be the straight 150% poverty level for income guidelines for individuals.
At what time does it, there's obviously confusion now. When do your numbers show that it's okay, this is when we may start having issues? We've got this budget year, we may be okay. When does that time you not being okay?
July 1st, we're going to have cash flow difficulties because the state dollars will no longer flow into the county. Our local property tax dollars won't register as revenue within the county budget until sometime in September, early October. So, therefore, budgetarily, we look good. However, cash flow-wise, with spending authority, is going to be the difficulty from July 1st through September.
And then, are waiting lists an option? I know others are looking at waiting lists. Are waiting lists an option right now in Lee County?
Waiting lists are an option, and we're holding out to find those cost savings by moving folks into the Medicaid-funded services with full intent to avoid having to do wait lists here in Lee County.